So hello, and thank you for joining our Triple Check How-To podcast. This is Michelle Kramer, LCS Health Services Division Therapy Quality Assurance Specialist. And joining me today is a wonderful panel, including Michelle Familiara, MDS Coordinator, Mike Fields, Billing Specialist, and Monisha Jen, Director of Rehabilitation from Sedgebrook in Illinois. Thank you all for joining me today to discuss how to run your triple check process within your community. Michelle, would you like to start us off by letting the listeners know who typically is involved in the triple check process?
Hi, Michelle, and good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for having us join you today for this podcast. It's the therapy director or designee, the MDS director, business office staff, and administrator in some cases that are involved in our triple check process.
That is good to know. So to get a sense of the process, would each of you discuss your role in your triple check process? Monisha, as the director of rehab, would you like to start us off?
Sure. So typically a week prior to triple check, the therapy director sends the therapy Medicare Part A log to the MDS coordinator, who checks with the rugs and the number of days to ensure that they are correct. Then on a weekly basis, the MDS coordinator sends the therapy director a list of vision diagnoses. The therapy director then enters 3 to 4 main vision diagnoses that are specifically applicable to therapy into our therapy software called HealthMax. This usually occurs for each admission that comes to our SNF and gets updated on an ongoing basis. The therapy director also checks alerts in HealthMax specifically for G codes and pending admission IDs that are checked and cleared daily, both for inpatients as well as for our outpatients. The therapy department also ensures that all signed and dated POCs and UPOCs are uploaded into our community EMR. So the rehab tech and the rehab director upload all discharged patient documentation into Vision on a daily basis, and those include service logs as well as home exercise programs for our discharged patients. At Sedgebrook, we also have a QA process in place to ensure accurate triple checks. A form is used to ensure that each department completes their audit, and it is put into a triple check pre-billing binder, which we often term as the Bible. The binder is then distributed amongst different departments who sign the form once their portion is complete for that patient. Departments include billing, admissions, therapy, discharge planner, social services, nursing, and the MDS department. This whole process occurs throughout the month. The rehab manager and the rehab tech also sign off on the triple check binder once we know that the patient's entire chart has been uploaded into Vision. Finally, by the third of every month, the therapy director will email the service logs of all disciplines and the revised Med-A log to the billing specialist from the previous month.
As for the part of MDS, we make sure that all diagnosis codes must be uploaded to Vision. MDS prints our diagnosis and gives to therapy and billing to ensure that there won't be any discrepancies with the diagnosis in UBO4. MDS department makes sure that all MDS assessments are complete, submitted, and accepted to CMS. MDS department also check if PPS billing and Vision is complete. MDS will check if some rugs are missing or not showing in the PPS billing and Vision, and make sure that all days are complete and will coordinate with billing. A day prior to triple check, therapy and MDS will check and split on the therapy med A log and make sure appropriate corrections are done.
And this is Mike. And for the billing, I'll make sure that the censuses reported daily, and at the month end, I run an AR census reconciliation report to make sure that it matches the inpatient report, and any days off needs to be corrected. And then I will check the PPS billing report to make sure that there are rugs on every claim. If rugs are missing, I will follow up the MDS coordinator to make sure that we get the corrected rugs.
So usually on triple check day, we first start by checking all the COTs, which are the change of therapies. We go through every speech diagnosis for the month specifically. We also check the number of days if there are any discrepancies, and we also check to see if there are any rug discrepancies. For Med B patients as well, we make sure that the vision diagnoses and our therapy software have the same diagnoses. We also make sure that once the outpatient has been discharged, they have been uploaded into vision. And we go ahead and make sure we get the physician signature signed and uploaded into vision as well.
Great. And how long does this whole system take typically?
I think because we tend to be doing this on an ongoing basis on triple check day, our process usually does not take more than an hour to an hour and a half at the most.
That's fantastic. So if you continue to do all that prep work prior to triple check, it really doesn't take that long. So what are some of the key practices you want the listeners to remember to do?
Each admit resident has to have a triple check prevailing audit form. So at least we would check if it's completed prior to triple check. And we usually do this mid-month and end of the month. And we check the Med-A logs to match rug and end split.
And I think also having created that binder really has helped minimize the work required towards month end. And then from a therapy perspective, I also go ahead and run the incomplete documentation report every Tuesday, and then I make sure I compare it to the previous week just to make sure no patient has fallen through the cracks, and this ensures that all documents are uploaded into the Vision EMR before month end.
And always ensure that the UBO4 includes all speech diagnoses and that they are pulling onto the claim. Sometimes we need to move them up to third diagnosis space where they show on the claim.
Going through the Med-A log and double checking the medical diagnosis, MDS coordinator also locks all diagnosis codes, and director of therapy also adds the ST diagnosis. MDS is the one who's responsible for medical diagnosis, and when therapy has additional therapy codes, then MDS adds the code for the patient to support therapy.
And again, having that binder really helps to double check that all the items are present and have been signed off by each department.
This binder that we call the Bible is kept with the MDS coordinator and rotates between all disciplines prior to triple check.
Michelle, what helps in our facility is that we do have two full-time physicians in-house, so that makes it a lot more convenient for me to get their signatures. So typically on Tuesdays, I will go through all the independent living patients and get the signatures with the doctor during my resident review meeting. And then on Wednesdays at my Medicare meeting, that's when I give the stack to the MD who is present, and she signs all the documents during the meeting itself. You know, sometimes when we do have external physicians referring patients to us, then my rehab tech usually faxes them the initial eval, and then she follows up in a few days to make sure she's received the signed POC back, and then she goes ahead and uploads it into Vision.
And it's also a good practice for MDS coordinator to meet daily with the rehab director to discuss caseload drugs. Review every single patient, which lasts only for 15 minutes at the most. As Monisha mentioned earlier, MDS also provides a printout of diagnosis put into Vision to cross-check into the therapy system. MDS also reviews the unspecified codes which are sent to MD for suggestions or more appropriate codes.
You know, and through LCS, we've had a lot of documentation training, and they really have specified to us to try and make sure a lot of our diagnoses that we put are therapy applicable and also as specific as possible. So usually we know that typically urinary tract infection is really not a good speech diagnosis since it is a transient diagnosis. So if the speech therapist is having a hard time in the medical chart finding a relevant diagnosis, then I usually email the MD requesting if we can get a more specific speech diagnosis. Similarly, for altered mental status, we usually try to get something as specific as possible. We also have a physiatrist who's here 3 times a week, so she also helps us because once she sees the patient, she can help us get more specific diagnoses, which I then update into the system, and I let Michelle know as well.
In an end-of-month triple check review between the MDS coordinator, therapy department, and billing takes between 1 to 2 hours. And this is what is key for me, to make sure we schedule our triple checks in enough time where we can get our claims processed and paid within the same month. So when I set up the date for the triple check, it gives me 2 weeks for the claims to process through CMS and us to get paid. And that's what's most important for me in the billing department.
That's fantastic. You guys really have a wonderful triple check process. And I just thank you so much for all of you for joining this podcast today. We have learned a great deal from this conversation. I would like to also let our listeners know that the forms from the triple check process can be found on LCS Connect. And also, please look forward to our LCS Health Services Division Triple Check How-To webinar that is coming to LCS Connect soon. Thank you again to our wonderful panel, and congratulations on your successful Triple Check process. You are truly an inspiration to all of us. Thank you so much for all of your help with this.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you. Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.